Good morning. 00 hours. Clear. 55 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Clear. 54 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 52 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 54 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 51 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Partly cloudy. 50 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 50 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Cloudy. 52 degrees. Good morning. 08 hundred hours. Cloudy. 55 degrees. Good morning. 09 hundred hours. Cloudy. 56 degrees.
Bravo 8, Romeo Whiskey India, standing by.
Good morning. 10 hundred hours. Sunny. 62 degrees.
AA08P. Let's see. AA0HP Alpha Alpha Zero Hotel Papa listening.
Good morning, 1100 hours. Partly sunny. 67 degrees.
Conversation's sake, this being such a networked system, I'm coming to you from Muir, Michigan, using the Portland Floating Tower. Where are you at?
I am at 23 Mile and Chainer in Shelby Township, Michigan.
Yeah, this network system is pretty cool. I like it. We're only using it a week now.
Yeah, this Link network is definitely pretty cool. It sounded like W8FU might have been looking for me, and so I jumped on the Mount Clemens, but I'm not sure if he's monitoring anymore. Struggling with a different radio, so I'm kind of glad this one's at least working. I probably don't need to be on my roof, but it's actually closer to go to the roof from my office than to go outside. So it's, it also works really well with the radio. And I guess there's that.
Yeah, I had a big accomplishment last night. Normally I program my home radio. Well, or the one in the car, using the laptop with Chirp, but the laptop failed on me. And then I had to try and read the manual and remember what I was doing to program this into my home radio, just using the crappy keyboard on the microphone. And I succeeded. Nobody was more surprised than me.
You know, it's all the small accomplishments that make it all worth it, you know. There's a lot of those in ham radio. Just a whole lot of them.
You're absolutely right.
Well, if you'll forgive me, but the new news is just about kicking off. So, this is KF8AKV, 273 on your final.
Well, very good. Thank you for the signal report and all that. So, I appreciate it. You have a good rest of your day, and 73 to me, KE8WUO.
Hope you find, make contact with that person you were looking for.
W8FU from KE8WUO.
Good afternoon. 1200 hours. Partly sunny. 69 degrees. Good afternoon, 1300 hours, partly sunny, 71 degrees.
NADLC radio check.
It's working, KD8OOE.
KD8OOE and ADLC, thank you so much. Got a new radio and just trying to get it programmed and making sure I'm doing it right.
What kind of radio is it?
Got an ICOM 2730.
A dual bander?
That's right.
For an antenna.
What was that? Sorry.
What do you have for an antenna?
Diamond 300 is what I'm using on it right now.
I don't know the specs on it, but we've been trying these off-brand Chinese, and they get a lot of gain, but they fold up awful easy when you smack something with them.
I'm just using the one that I have attached to the tower on my house to get this radio set up for now.
I didn't know if you were using, if that was a mobile antenna or what was going on. All right, I'll let you get back at it. I gotta get out of here and make a plan the rest of my day out. 73, this is KB80OE.
Thanks so much for the response. Now I know it's working. NAVLC clear, 73.
Hey, KCI, radio's sounding great, and yeah, this is a beautiful one, but response good work, sounding good.
Thank you so much for that. I barely heard you coming in, but I did hear you say that my radio sounded great, so thank you so much. NAVLC, clear.
Hey, Rock, back there, and we're in the mobile out here in the farm, so you're sounding great. Lots of boss ladies. What are you thinking about?
Good afternoon, 1400 hours, sunny, 73 degrees.
KF8, VFO, monitoring.
Good afternoon, 1500 hours, mostly cloudy, 74 degrees.
Victor Alpha 3, Alpha India, India, Ontario, listen.
3B80OE, mobile.
Okay, KB80OE, I think it's Mike out there. How's the mic? It's Kevin here, Victor Alpha 3, Alpha India, India, how are you?
I'll tell you, we're going to have to get you a better antenna. I'm copying most of it. But, yeah, I'm not doing too bad. Just coming the back way to my house from Lapeer, up here in the middle of nowhere. KB8OOE.
Okay, Mike, I put it up to 80 watts. How's that any better?
I don't know. It could even be the machine down there, but I doubt it. That's, you must be going quite a hike anyways.
Oh, and I kerchunk into the repeater, I got full bars, so I'm not too far from that repeater. I don't know, maybe it's just 2980 is starting to burn out on me, I don't know, but anyway, if you can hear me, we have a beautiful day down here, sunny skies, blue skies, and into the 70s. How's the weather up your way?
Well, it's kind of overcast, and you know, it's dropped a little bit, the temperature almost feels like it might rain, but we're supposed to. It's 73. It's supposed to rain tonight. We done some bee splits last night, honeybee splits, and I'm hoping the new colonies I built were warm enough so I don't get any chill brood. And then they're already making queens on the frames already, so that part should be all right. But hey, are you running that rig on a power supply of some sort?
I'm running it on an Astron RS35M. It's a 35 amp power supply. Maybe if my power supply is no good, I got to hook into the pyramid here. I got the pyramid on the 7300 HF rig, but I got this Astron only hooked into this 2980. Maybe the power supply is no good. I'll have to switch it up one day and try.
Does sound like it could be possibly a bad filter cap. It's not actually a hum. It's almost more of an arc sound. It's like static, but it's almost more of an arc sound, to tell you the God's honest truth.
Roger, Mike. I appreciate you telling me that, yeah. I got a little hum when I key up on some. I can hear the hum from this Astron. A friend sold it to me for 25 or 50 bucks there. But I do hear a little hum when I key up the mic, so maybe it is this Ostron. I'll have to switch it one day and maybe get on this frequency again and see if it is that or if the radio. I'm just talking off J pole. So maybe the J pole is not right either. Back to you.
It's hard saying. Do you have a stand and wave meter or a cross needle meter that you can see what your signal's doing into the J pole?
Well, I don't have nothing like that at the moment, no. I don't have an SWR for the 2 meters, so I'll have to get one and try it out. My friend said it was okay. He built this J pole. He said it's right up to specs, but I'm suspecting it's this power supply. I'll have to switch it up and rehook my HF rig and put this in one day, the 2980, and see if it's the power supply. When I was running the pyramid, I didn't have any problems, so maybe it is this new, it's an old unit. It's not new, this Ostron, so could be that. So anyway, okay, Mike, we'll let you go. Have a great Friday. Happy Friday to you, and we'll catch you again. OOE up there in Michigan, Victor Alpha 3, Alpha India Windsor, 73.
What do you think, says Kevin? I'll catch that name one of these times too. I'm on the road, and I'll tell you what, this late in the day I get pretty fast, where I have a hard time doing simple math, let alone I can't complete a Rubik's Cube test about 4 or 5 in the afternoon. I just go flat, and I'm not even joking. It's I have to use the calculator in my phone, otherwise I can't even add. I mean, that or fingers, but if it goes over fingers and toes, I'm hit. Have a good afternoon, and if I don't hear from you for the weekend's over. 73 KV8ROE.
Okay, Mike, no problem. Yeah, it is Kevin. No problem. I know you're in the mobile there, so hey, take it easy there. And if you watch the Grand Prix this weekend from Detroit, maybe they'll show us across the river. You'll see how close I am to Detroit, just across the river. So, 73, Mike, OOE-AII. Bye-bye.
I don't know what that show is where they got that big bubble over them. Do you know what that show is? They got that big electrical bubble over them, and they run into it like a force field. Maybe we got something like that along the border between us and Canada that's really messing our signal up. I'll tell you what, the way politics is going, I wouldn't blame you guys. have a good weekend, KB8OLE. I'll be back on the radio tomorrow.
Okay, Mike, take care, 7-3.
This is KF8EDQ, Kilo Foxtrot 8, Echo Delta Quebec. You're coming in all right. It sounds like you might be over-actuating the microphone just a skosh, but I could understand most of what you said.
Normally I use my laptop and chirp to program this radio, but my laptop is out of order, so I have program this in using that silly little keypad on the microphone.
Yeah, copy that. I'd much rather use the computer and a programming cable than try to do it manually. It's a nightmare trying to do that. But yeah, you're coming in pretty good now. I understood that was pretty clear, so yeah, how's your day going? I've been pretty busy, and I just got done with work, and I'm relaxing with my dog. So, what are you up to?
Got a little lawn mowing done after the noon news, and then the shop called that my son's car was done, so guess who gets to pay for that? We won't be able to pick it up from the shop until he gets home from work around 10 o'clock, but it's paid for and I got the keys, so the owner said, yeah, we understand. If you set off an alarm, it's just you.
Yeah, copy that. Very good. I'm about to take my dogs for a walk, so would you mind telling me what repeater you're coming off of? I'm in Saginaw Township and I'm coming off the Saginaw repeater.
It's technically the Lansing repeater, but it's a voting tower in Portland, Michigan that I'm using.
Very cool, sir. Well, I'm going to let you go because I need to go find my umbrella so I can go take my dogs for a little stroll. But it's been a pleasure to speak with you, sir, and take care. This is KF8EDQ, and I will be clear after your final, sir.
Hey, because our call signs are so close together, I passed my license in late March last year. Does that sound about right for you?
That sounds like it's pretty far away because I only got my ham ticket maybe 3 weeks ago. So maybe they're just not handing them out like they used to.
Yeah, maybe I was mistaken. I thought they went sequentially from top to bottom, or bottom to top. At any rate, get those puppies for me. This is KF8AKV73.
Good afternoon, 1700 hours, cloudy, 70 degrees.
KB9QQN, KB9QQN, this is KHFE. KB9QQN, KB9QQN, this is KHFE.
Good evening, 1800 hours. Showers. 64 degrees.
AA0HT Alpha Alpha 0 Hotel Papa listening. AA08P Mobile, listening. AA08P Mobile, listening. AA08P Alpha Alpha Zero, Hotel Papa for contact.
KF8AKD here, Chip.
Hey, good evening. James here. I'm here in Saginaw at the Menards Distribution Center, and I'm just seeing who's up on the net, and I got KF8. Can you give me the rest of your call sign?
Alpha Kilo Victor. You and I chatted, was it yesterday or 2 days ago while you were waiting your turn to get a loading dot?
Yes, indeed. I see your call now. Yeah, it's good to hear from you again. Yeah, James here, and yeah, I'm just biding my time waiting for him to get off load so I can get out of here. It's Friday.
How's the arithmetic work out? Percentage of your day sitting to get unloaded or loaded up, and percentage of your day where you're actually turning wheels?
Unbelievable. I get paid by the load. Probably, realistically, 10% of my time is turning wheels. About 20% of my time is loading, and then the rest of the time is waiting and offloading. So it's probably like 10, 20, and then 70. The 70 is the hard part, waiting to get offloaded.
I wish you well, but you don't have to save a job app for me. I'm okay.
It's good to see you got a sense of humor. You need one in this business. Yeah, I retired actually in 2015, and I had one daughter do the late marriage who's in med school, and that's what I'm doing, just trying to keep everybody ahead of the game. So that's my gig.
That sounds like a plan. How's she doing percentage-wise with college?
Well, she's a lot smarter than Dad. I don't want to get into the proud dad stuff, but she's on the dean's list. She's basically a straight-A student, and whatever she wants to do, Mom told her that she will do her undergraduate work, and then when she gets undergraduate work, she's going to have to pitch in a little bit. Right now she's got a free ride on her undergraduate work, and she's doing really great, so very proud of her.
Well, that is good news.
Hey, one thing, I don't know if it's me or I'm just there, but I noticed there's a tail on the repeater. When we get done talking, I waited probably a 5 count for the repeater to go quiet, and then I respond to you. So if it seems like there's a delay, I'm just waiting for the repeater, I think, I think there's a tail on the transmission.
Yeah, I'm doing the same thing, and I think you are completely right that it's the repeater trying to catch up to zero.
Hey, were you telling me you had a UV? What radio? I'm using HT. Right now I'm on my Yaesu, but I was using my Bofang earlier. So I'm using the Yaesu VX6 right now with the, diamond antenna. So it seems to be working pretty good right now.
Yeah, normal evening I keep the Baofeng on my fireplace mantle, but if I know I'm going to be involved in a net or something, I go on up to my radio room and turn on the good radio. I paid a little bit extra for this radio. This is a 5RX3. It's supposed to do the 220 range. And only after I bought it, they came out with a memo that said, oh yeah, don't use chirp on the X3s, it screws them up.
Yeah, I know how that works. Have you heard of RT Systems?
No, that's new to me. What's that?
They carry cabling and programming software for about every radio on the market. And instead of using chirp, you can use their RT if you find the match on the radio. You can use the RT system. It's beautiful. You just plug it in your computer, and it'll preload whatever you want. You can actually call up, I think, established banks will actually preload everything into your radio. You can see everything on the radio and do the channels that you want. For signal purposes, this is Alpha Alpha Zero Hotel Papa.
Yeah, I've never tried that. I see, I like the Radiodity company. That's who I've bought from in the past. They've gone ahead and issued their own software for the X3 model, saying once your radio's messed up, their software won't fix it. But I saw a trick on YouTube that if you're willing to spend the money and get a Virgin radio in the box, download what the Virgin has, and then you can put that in the radios you already own, and your 220 will start working again.
So do I understand you end up with two radios, one good one, and that corrects the bad one? Did I get that right?
Well, that's what I saw on YouTube. It's a matter of waiting to see if it comes true or not.
If I might ask, give me the name of the radio. You say it was a little pricey?
Yeah, this is a model UV5RX3.
Uniform Victor 5 Romeo X-Ray 3. Okay, I'll look it up, take a look at it. I got my extra based on testing. I like taking the test, I like reviewing everything. But I'm working on my practical experience, so, you know, talking to people like yourself, I appreciate it.
Oh, I just have the technician level license, but I don't mind using the PTT button to give anybody practice time.
I don't know which which repeater I was on, and I was trying to make a contact with somebody, and somebody was really kind of hard on the radio. You know, we don't use this circuit for radio checks or something, and I kind of looked at it and said, if you're listed as a open source repeater with no restrictions, then you're supposed to enjoy the privileges and promote the ham radio or the amateur radio thing. So when this guy came back, I didn't know what to say. He's quite rude, actually. But again, I check all the repeaters, and this one seems to be coming through, and you're coming in great tonight.
Yeah, thank you. They must have, yes, it was yesterday, wasn't it? You disappeared for a second. They must have come and hollered at you that it was your turn to back in. And, I mean, there was you in Saginaw. There was a fella in Grand Ledge. There was another fella down to Detroit that we all had ourselves like an impromptu miniature net.
I hope I didn't lose you trying to contact Kilo Foxtrot 8 Alpha Kilo Victor. Over.
This is KF8AKV. Go ahead.
Yeah, I kept notes of the conversation. They listed a site that showed all of the repeaters and their link affiliation. Were you able to copy that site?
Yeah, that site is a lot shorter than the one I gave you, but they both work.
Yeah, of course, I didn't copy who supplied the initial site information. Yeah, I looked it up. Were you saying that you can see your transmissions or whatnot, or is that just a information site?
Oh, no. I mean, you can't see your transmission, you know, verbatim. You don't hear words. But there's a bar graph that goes across to show how strong your signal is on this, that, or the other antenna.
Okay, I had the, hold on, I'm going to give it back to you the way I copied it. Because all I was able to get, the short version gave me a site with a PDF file. That's all I saw, and it's a visualization of your signal strength. I definitely want to get to that. Frank, I hold that as a present site. Can you give me that site again? Over.
Do you want the long one or the short one?
Only because I'm challenged at times. I'll take both of them if you're able.
All righty. Pencil and paper ready, I hope. It's ALLMON dot MOSES dot EZ.
Solid copy on the AllmonMoses.bz. Solid copy. And then the short version?
W8CMN.org.
That's a solid copy on both. I really appreciate that. I'm definitely going to look into that, see how that works out. I did forget your first name, and I apologize. Can you give me that one more time?
No problem, James. My first name is Gordon.
Gordon, I really appreciate the opportunity to talk to you this evening. I don't know what's different from now and what we did last time, but you are coming in crystal clear. There's absolutely no static.
Yeah, when we started the conversation, I was still in the living room, but I came to the bedroom window, which is on the south side of the house. There's less house in between me and the tower in Portland, Michigan.
Okay, I copy that. So is there a group chat, or have you been able to pick up on what the activity is? Because what happens is I leave the radio on when I'm driving, and I can't always listen in exactly, but there is some chatter on the net, and then I try to get back to it, but sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. But is there any group chat or anybody out there that typically is on this repeater?
No, not that I've come up with yet. I did hear, and I don't know which repeater it was, made an announcement last night that there was going to be a net coming up in 10 minutes at 1900 hours. But then I understand what they do is when they want to just have a local net, if they shut the linkage down so the local folks can have their local conversation and it doesn't go out statewide.
Interesting. I spoke to somebody, and they're involved with RACIS and some of the other emergency networking, and I tried to get on their site, but it kicked back. I'm not sure what was going on. He gave me the site, and I tried to log in and establish myself with that club, but I wasn't able to get a receipt back. So I'll do some research on that. And if I find out any additional information that you might be interested in, I'll make sure that I'll be in touch with you. Sure.
Sounds like a plan, James. I'll tell you something I like to do when I'm using the PC. Is you go to that website, and one at a time, you open the different voting repeaters in a new window, and then you shrimp them up enough to get all 9 repeaters on your PC monitor all at once.
Showers.
So if anybody's 50, talking anywhere on the system, you'll see their bar graph take off, so you know where they're talking from.
Oh, I'll have to call you Elmo. It seems like you're way on top of that. That sounds excellent. I'm definitely going to log in. I've got a kick-around laptop that I can bring in the truck. I don't have currently have an inverter to keep the batteries charged, but I'll go ahead and get that up on my laptop and try that. I'm really kind of excited hearing about that, so I appreciate your sharing.
I'm happy to. Do you live close enough to any of the repeaters that you can use the system from home?
I think the closest one, I live in Midland, and the closest one to me, I mean, on paper, is a WAKEA, which I got it to respond to me once, and then I haven't been able to get it to come back up. I don't know what status is right now. And then BAY, the Bay City, is another one that I might. And I've got some different antennas, but I'm going to have to work on the wattage. I don't think 5 watts or whatever I'm pushing right now is going to get that keyed up. But I'm WAKEA in Midland would be the closest repeater that I have.
There you go. Once you get that sorted out, it's a lot more fun when you can sit in a chair and talk rather than behind a steering wheel.
Did you say that you had another? Are you able to go out at 50 watts? I wasn't able to. I remember something. I don't recall. Can you go out at 50 watts on any of your radios?
Not 50. My good radio is 25. But this handheld's only 5, and she's working.
And you said this appears in Portland, Michigan?
Yeah, once you have time to look up that website, all the way to the left and at the bottom it says voters. You click on that. And then there's 7 or 8 repeaters you can choose from. And if you click the one for Lansing, it'll show you the 5 voting towers that supply to the Lansing repeater.
That's amazing. I'm in repeater book right now, and that's what I've been using just to do a rough estimate. Where I am, but I'm going to go to that website you gave me and look it up. I did see the listing. I just didn't know how to link them for a visual presentation. I'll have to research that a little bit more. But I'm going to go to that. When I get home, my wife's going to go, what do you want for dinner? I'll say, I'm busy. I'm going to go to the go to the PC and play for a few minutes.
Well, let's not be foolish, James. Dinner is good. Maybe you ought to swap that up and then play with the radio after you're done.
40 years of working with the military in and out, what happens is the minute I eat something, it's a sleeping pill. So if I want to stay energized, I can go pretty good on an empty stomach. But the minute I put something warm in the tummy, that's it. I'm out. So I get the point about the dinner, though. I was just joking a little bit. Yeah, I'm going to definitely log into that site and then see if I can get some of these things to fruition, bring those up. And I really appreciate you sharing that with me. I don't want to bend your ear because I'm kind of a rattler sometimes. So just thank you for answering my call and letting me know that my radio is getting out.
Oh, I always enjoy the conversation. You can use that website as you're trying the repeater in Saginaw or you're trying the repeater in Midland. You don't even have to talk to anybody, just keying up. And if your little bar graph goes across, hey, that's a success.
I'm definitely going to set that up. Again, I really appreciate you sharing that information with me. I'm just about done with my load here, so I'm going to give you 73 and a 5-9 report for our conversation. You are crystal clear this evening, and thank you again for answering my call.
Always a pleasure, James. This is KS8. AKVs will be 73.
Alpha Alpha Zero Hotel Papa, clear.
KESV, Steve in East Tallahassee, monitoring.
KS8, AKV.
Good evening, 20-100 hours, mostly cloudy, 57 degrees. Good evening, 21 hours, mostly cloudy, 57 degrees.
KEDQ monitoring.
Good evening, 22 hours. Clear. 56 degrees.
KF8 DPZ monitoring.
Good evening, 23 hours. Mostly clear. 55 degrees.